Art, how likely are Sacramento's efforts to keep the Kings and deny Seattle?
It's really hard to say from this point. I don't know the politics and the business of Sacramento, of course. I do know that this is a passionate fan base. And I also know that, generally speaking, in municipalities around the country, only a crisis brings together government and business at once, and they see this as a crisis. The difference between Seattle and Sacramento is that Sacramento has only one pro sports team, and they sold out in 27 seasons in Sacramento, 19 seasons. That's an impressive statement about loyalty that should not be overlooked. And that's what Sacramento Mayor Kevin Johnson is saying to the NBA and to the world. And his goal in the next 2 months is to have a credible counteroffer to purchase the team and a credible plan to build a new arena downtown in Sacramento. This is how it starts, you know, and this is what probably could have and should have happened in Seattle, but Howard Schultz never told us the team was for sale.
Right. There may be some confusion among Seattle fans as to why Sacramento's rallying now. And you're saying there are a lot of similarities between what's happening in Sacramento and what happened here in Seattle when the Sonics were sold in 2006.
Right. The Maloofs are playing this perfectly. They've locked elbows for 6 years and said, Sacramento, no, we're not going to sell the team to anybody. And then they can say, well, we just changed our mind. And they got from Chris Hansen an out-of-town price of $525 million. That's what Clay Bennett paid Howard Schultz in 2006.
The out-of-town price, not the exact
amount. Yeah, right. Yeah, it was $350 million then. Now it's $525 million. And now the Maloofs are in this great position to receive a counteroffer.
Right, and a Sacramento investment group would not have to pay a relocation fee or the loan back to the city that the Maloofs have outstanding.
That's $110 million off the top of the purchase price. That makes it much more reachable for Sacramento.
And there's a difference between sale of the team and relocation.
Yes, and I think there's a lot of confusion out there about what is exactly happening here. The Maloofs are free to create an exclusive bargaining window with anyone they want and create a purchase and sale agreement. And they've done so with Chris Hansen. That agreement has to be approved. Chris Hansen has to be vetted, and the NBA can say yes or no to the sale. Independent of that is a relocation. If the Sacramento bid is substantial, credible, and vetted properly, that means that Chris Hansen could be approved as the owner of the Kings, but he must operate them in Sacramento. He will not do that. And so the only option for him then, if he's denied relocation, is to sell the team. And with each passing day, with each passing millionaire joining the Kings, that prospect looms a little more likely.
In your view, expansion may be the best outcome for Seattle?
I've said that all along, that it would be bloodless, it would be orderly, it would be great, I think, all the way around. The problem is that Chris Hansen can't begin his project without a team in hand. Even if the arena is approved after the EIS and after the lawsuits that are fighting it, if some deal can be struck where Hansen gets an expansion team guaranteed in 3 years, that would be good enough. But the NBA hasn't even touched that one yet.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.